Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Happy Thursday, almost at the end of another week. Actually, for me, it's the end of the week as far as the shows go. Like I said, I'm going to be away tomorrow. There won't be a live broadcast. I'll be playing a rerun. But I'll be back again next week for a few days anyway, or at least 2 days. I got some vacation time coming up next week, and I probably into the following week as well. I'm not sure what days I'll be doing live, but I'll let the RBN office know, and I'll be getting a few scattered days in once in a while, but I'll be away on day trips most of the time. Anyway, got a good guest coming up today. I'm assuming, anyway, I think he should be there. A return of Don Paul, not to be confused with Ron Paul. Don Paul is a New World Order / 9/11 researcher, and he'd wanted to come back and go over some more of the fine details of 9/11. As I said, the subject we'll be returning to quite frequently, and I think it's a timely thing right now, not only because we're coming up upon the sixth anniversary of the attacks next month, but also because they're planning another fake 9/11. So this is something we need to remind people of, that these terrorist attacks, guys, virtual without exception, that have been occurring around the world for decades on end now, have all been inside jobs. It's either been the Mossad, MI6, or the CIA, or some other phony intelligence agency, staging the fake attacks, fake arrests, fake alerts. So, you know, it's high time people just snap the heck out of it and realize this is all a scam. The whole thing. Anyway, speaking of that, it appears we have another scam on our hands. As many of you may know, there's been a lot of bizarre explosions taking place around the world in the past few weeks. In Russia, the U.S., Western nations, European Western nations. Just, subway systems, manhole covers blowing out. And, of course, we had the thing in New York last week, and you got to start wondering, are we dealing with a coincidence here? It's like a few years ago we had all of those blackouts. There was one in Italy, there was one in England, there was one in the eastern U.S., all within a week or two of each other. I mean, why? Wait a minute now, this is just too coincidental. Well, we had another bizarre little fiasco yesterday. As many of you know, there was that bridge collapse in Minnesota. And we were in the Pal Talk room last night, paltalk.com. Again, you want to join us, guys, in there. We got an interesting room. 9/11 was an inside job room, it's called. And we were discussing this, and I said, I have my suspicions. This just doesn't sound right, a bridge just suddenly collapsing. Then as we're talking, I said, I have a feeling something's, we're going to have evidence emerging that this thing is a fiasco. I feel it in my gut. Well, lo and behold, as we're talking, a friend of mine out in Wisconsin started posting some links, which indicated that they had shut down several lanes of that highway earlier in that day. In fact, it was down to one lane. And she also posted a link indicating that they had done some work on the bridge yesterday, during the day. In fact, it said specifically that they checked all of the rivets and so forth. Just a routine check, I guess.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In the area, in fact, they were doing work on the bridge, okay? And after doing this work, then we find the bridge collapses. This is incredibly suspicious, and there's two reports, at least, that I know of. There's probably going to be more emerging, but let me read these. Two reports of explosions. One person said, "It sounded like a bomb, and we ducked," said one man who works at a gas station near the collapse. And then there was Jamie Weingar of Houston, said that she was sitting in traffic when all of a sudden she started hearing boom, 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 and we were just dropping, 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 dropping. So there you go. Sounds like 9/11 to me. We were looking up at the building. We heard a boom, 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 and we all turned around and ran, and the building was coming down, and debris was flying everywhere. And yeah. The boom, boom, boom of the buildings, it was just pipelines. Yeah. And this bridge, they were just imagining things, or, you know, any number of other little fill-ins. Hey, look, I'm sorry. It's very suspicious here. They were working on the bridge. Then people hear boom, 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 and the bridge comes down. I'll tell you, do with it what you will. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. What's their motive? Who knows? If this is, in fact, a staged operation, who knows what their motive is? doesn't matter. This thing reeks to high heaven, and we know that these scoundrels are just having an orgy of destruction, and, you know, they just love it. This is what they're all about. So you can't put anything past them, guys. Anyway, with no further ado, let's bring up our guest, Don Paul.
Hey, Charles. Getting... How you doing?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Good, good. As you were speaking, I was trying to find an image that had been emailed to me earlier today about that collapse.
Oh, you know, before you go on, I forgot to mention this, too. They actually, officials on the scene, urged they did not want divers going down and looking under the water. And, again, here's some more suspicious elements to add to this this fiasco. Why wouldn't they want divers going down? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, at any rate, the image was said to show that the structural beams were not rent, but rather cut. So, you know, I haven't seen the image, so I can't attest to that, and anyone can send anything across the Internet and say that it is what it is.
And isn't it convenient? The thing happened to collapse when a train was passing underneath, too. It fell on a train, I understand.
Well, I remember that bridge. I don't know if you've ever crossed it, but it was quite an impressive span.
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah. It just seems very unlikely to me that an interstate bridge with that much traffic would collapse, and it seemed very, very solid. Anyway,
for 40 years, I understand. Well, before we leave that, I'm just curious. Any idea what you think the motive might be for something like that?
Well, you and I and many of your audience are aware of...
Larry Silverstein take out a policy on that thing?
are aware of all the indicators over the past 3 or 4 months and more that, you know, another 9/11, some kind of terror-inducing incident from the government is in the offing. Why this one would occur, you know, at this level, I did hear on one of the news broadcasts here in New Orleans that government officials, Homeland Security exactly, had not attributed it to terrorism. So if they had attended, you know, the collapse to be some kind of pretext for invading Iran or further curtailing civil liberties, they're not do not appear to be playing that card.
I think Chavez was seen running from the area shortly after the collapse.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad thing.
Or Amana Bijadanadad, or however the heck you pronounce his name. Mr. Iran, whatever. Anyway, yeah, we're having you on today to, you know, you got some clicking action going on there. I don't know. You want a cordless or?
No, I'm on a landline.
Huh.
But you never know. Tell them to improve their technology, not on your end. I mean, on the surveillance.
Yeah, really. Well, hello to all our friends at Homeland Security.
Right.
Especially to our good friend, Mr. Chertoff. And I hope you're taking some Digel for that gut feeling of yours.
Yeah, I do hope your stomach settles down. Yeah, for all our sakes. And we're, of course, referring to Chertoff's feeling that there was going to be an Al-Qaeda attack on the United States by the end of the summer.
Oh, very specific, too. He narrowed it down to L.A. and San Fran. Did you hear that one? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty strong gut feeling there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, the Los Angeles International Airport would be a prime target given, you know, it needs a lot of renovation and it would involve a lot of contract dollars and insurance dollars.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Yeah.
To get some martial law. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I guess to go back to ground zero, last time I was on with you, Charles, we detailed quite a lot of the profits that were made by the purchasers of the World Trade Center complex and the insurance industry altogether, basically the whole financial nexus that underpins the U.S. economy. And that was, what, toward the end of June, so it's about 5-6 weeks since then, and we've seen lots more indications that the United States economy is plummeting and lots more indications that...
By design.
Yeah, another attack is imminent. So you lead me. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I mean, you had mentioned that you wanted to go over, you know, the real nuts and bolts details.
Yeah, I thought it would be...
I think it's timely. I mean, like I said, we're heading to the sixth anniversary, and apparently we're also heading for another fake attack. So mm-hmm. people need minded. We've got to drive this home. This stuff is all staged.
Yeah. Well, what I'm looking at, Charles, is the chief prosecutor's finding charges, indictments for the San Diego Citizens Grand Jury from April 14th of this year. And just naming the people whom I felt should be indicted for this and that charge might be helpful to people, might be some form of guarding against them acting again. The two prime people for whom I asked an indictment for conspiracy to commit mass murder were Rudolph Giuliani, who was, of course, the mayor of New York at the time of 2001 and is now prime Republican candidate for president, and Jerome Hauer, who was the director of the Office of Emergency Management between 1996 and 2000 for the city of New York, for Giuliani.
Well, I think Giuliani is the most qualified for the position with all of his mafia connections. That's kind of prerequisite nowadays to be president.
Yeah, yeah. the gray mafia is even better if you belong to Skull and Bones. That,
yeah.
That mafia
yeah.
is, you know, as somebody, John Gotti said when he was busted in 1987 for importing heroin, nah, who can compete with the government?
Very true.
Anyway, so the two people I proposed as worthy of a further investigation for conspiracy to commit mass murder were Giuliani and Jerome Hauer. And Jerome Hauer is probably known to most of your audience, but he's a very interesting person to examine. While he was director of the Office of Emergency Management, he was primarily responsible for installing the Emergency Command Center on the 23rd floor of World Trade Center Building 7, which many people believe was actually the command center for executing the attacks of September 11th, 2001, in that it had a perfect broad view of the Twin Towers and, of course, would be removed as a suspicious place with the collapse of WTC 7 late in the afternoon of September 11th. But apart from that, Hauer was a senior advisor to the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services for National Security and Emergency Management between June 2001 and November 2003. And he was the coordinator of the National Institute of Health's investigation of anthrax deaths in the fall of 2001, deaths that came from the Ames strain of anthrax that was thought to be available only at the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick. He was also a senior advisor to Kroll Incorporated, which is an institution, a business that your listeners might want to investigate via the internet, because Kroll was the entity that...
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
I'd like to welcome you to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've had some technical difficulties, but we're finally on the air for a little bit, and exciting program. We've got a lawyer that is going to be talking to us. We're going to be talking about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and I have the same three goals I've always had. If you're not saved, I'm going to try to get you saved. If you're saved and you're not doing much for the Lord, I'm here to make you feel uncomfortable. And so these are goals that I try to do on this program. We're excited about what God's doing. I was on a program out of New York City last night for 2 hours, and just a powerful program. We were talking about this program on there. So Republic Broadcasting Network got some advertising last night. I'm excited about our subject today. We're talking about the Constitution, and we're talking about a particular area of the Constitution, which are the amendments, which we call the Bill of Rights. And so we're going to have a guest on in a few minutes. We'll be talking about that, and just opening the doors. You know, we have a great heritage in this country, in our Constitution, and the framers of the Constitution were men that were, you know, there's a lot of argument about how godly these men were. Well, I want to tell you something. For the majority of them, they were very godly men, and they reference the Bible over and over again as you look at some of the things that that they did and some of the things they framed into this thing. Somebody said that, you know, the Iraqis were looking for a constitution. They were trying to build a constitution. I felt sometimes that maybe we ought to give them ours because we don't seem to be using it anymore. Things that, that disturb me deeply, executive orders and this type of thing that are being signed. And there's a new executive order we're going to talk about that was signed July the 17th. But, we've got a, I've got a guest on. I don't know that he's on yet or not. His name's Ken, and I wanted to, bring him on and talk to him a little bit. Is he available? Is he on yet? Okay, well, maybe he's not here yet. But I'd like to talk a little bit about, you just got him. Okay, let's talk to Ken. Ken, how you doing? How's things out in the West Coast?
I'm doing well. I'm in the People's Republic of California today, and it's just breaking daylight.
Well,
I don't know the light of day ever actually reaches it looks like it. How are you?
It looks like, I'm doing fine. We had some technical difficulties, and I'm just excited about being on the air. I was just talking about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and how the Bill of Rights came about, how the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, and, you know, it's amazing when you realize that the states had control. They said, hey, we're not going to do anything with this Constitution until we're protected, and so we want to talk about some of those protections and the heritage that that we have in the Constitution, and you know, the founding fathers. I hold them with deepest regard. These people were they laid their life on the line to do what they did, and you know, the main thing that they were looking for. I don't care if you had a house with wind coming through the cracks in the doors and this type of thing, but they were there to protect that abode. Not even the king could enter into that abode. And the wind might blow through and the rain might blow through and storms might come, but when you had that was your home. And I think we've come a long way from that. So let's talk about the Bill of Rights a little bit. Let's talk about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. And go ahead, Ken.
Well, you know, I think we have not much time left, so I wanted to leave people with some clarifying some misconceptions, I think. We need to understand that the government that was posited by the Constitution is a limited government. It is a government that is by contract. It was not power created by the government, but by the people. So the power is not in the Constitution for the government unless it's specifically spelled out there. That all makes sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah, because the power came from...
It makes sense.
The Bill of Rights really lists rights that exist already in the people. They don't come from the government. They come from God. And so we have to understand that unless it's specifically in the Constitution... The government doesn't have it. That's an important thing to remember right now. For example, the emergency powers that we're hearing about and the war on terror and all that, none of those things are in the Constitution. They don't exist. The government has no power to do those things. So I think that's an important issue to keep up. Another thing is in the news these days is Homeland Security. The Constitution provided for Homeland Security. It's called the militia.
Well, come back. We'll be right back after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to Sellers, and I have a guest on right now. His name's Ken, and Ken, there are three things in the time we have left that I would really like to touch on. First of all, the Second Amendment, but this myth of the separation of church and state, and the other thing that I'd like to touch on is the apathy of Christians today who say, well, this is just part of prophecy. We're just going to let it go. And we've got a godly president, so we don't have to worry about any of these things. And it's God's will that it be this way. The Bible doesn't bear that out. And the Bible, I wanted to get your comments on that, because this apathy that has come along, this garbage that's come along, we have uninvolved ourselves from the work of government, from the things that are going on, and we've got what we asked for. We've got a literal mess from the top to the bottom, clear down to the local government, because Christians have sequestered themselves in a church building and says, me and my four and no more, and we aren't going to worry about it, and this type of thing. And that's why we've got the problem we've got. So, Ken, I'll just open it up for you. Let's talk about the Second Amendment. Let's talk about the right to bear arms. Let's talk about also the separation of church and state.
Let's take a look at your last comments, which were having to do with the abdication of responsibility by Christians in the United States and elsewhere in the Western world. Let me put it to you this way, Carl. If you came to a movie or a play and you were late and you came in, say, the second-to-last scene, how much would you know about that movie? You wouldn't know where it started. You wouldn't know the players. You wouldn't know anything except what you came in on the scene on. Well, that's the problem we have today in both the church and in the government. The government wants you to believe that only the last things they said matter, and that all of the basis, which is the Constitution, doesn't mean anything because they've marched it the direction they want it to go, and we know that's false. The problem is the same thing happens in the church. If you walk into a church today, in most cases, and I don't really want to use the word church because that's not what it means, but a building where people are professing to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're going to get just what the latest spin is on that. You need to go back to the Bible and read it for yourself. Now, a lot of people know that, and they take that counsel to heed. Why is it that they can't apply that same counsel to reading the governing documents of our nation so we can understand whether or not our leaders are actually treating us fairly? And that takes us back. If you read through the Old Testament carefully, the story of Israel, you know, God hasn't changed. God gave them the kings they deserved. And every time you saw, for instance, Jeremiah's ministry, he warned about enemies at the gate. But that's not all he warned about. He basically said there are enemies at the gate because there are enemies within. That's always been the case. God never had people invade Israel until Israel was corrupt within. By the time of Jesus, Jesus said, the temple, you made a den of thieves. Now, it wasn't just bad enough people were doing thefts there. A den of thieves is where thieves feel comfortable. That's where they hang out. Where do you hang out in your house? In a den. This is where they live. It had gotten so corrupt that they were real comfortable in the temple where they should have been uncomfortable. So we've got that same situation here. We should expect the same thing. We should expect when we have enemies within, we'll have enemies without. But if the people will do something about the enemies within, God will do something about the enemies without. Now, so you go to that thing I think you talked about last week, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, that's really the answer we have. We need to seek the face of God, but it has to be his people doing it. So God never intended for his people to abdicate all responsibility to the government or anybody else. So that's kind of my take on...
You know, we have...
Go ahead, Carl.
Well, we have these seeker-friendly, user-friendly, friendly churches. And, you know, when the Word of God is preached and when the truth is preached and when it's not trampled in the streets, you're gonna be uncomfortable. If you go to a church and you sit there and you come out with a feel-good feeling and you're just as comfortable as could be there, it's like that den of thieves. They were comfortable in the temple. And so, you know, we've got a real problem, but this apathy in the church and the apathy to say, well, things are going to be all right. God's in control down the road and this type of thing. God has always had a people, and he's always had his people alert and used and this type of thing. This is not, we've missed it completely, but, what about the separation of church and state, Ken? Everybody says, what was the original intention?
Well, let's just take a look. Let's take a look
the
at the
church.
Go ahead, Carl. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's kind of a delay for me, but let's look at what's called the First Amendment, which is really the first article of Bill of Rights. It was an amendment to the Constitution, that's for sure. But we never hear about the Bill of Rights very much. It's most of the amendments, because they want you to believe your rights come from the Constitution. And I want to say again, they do not come from the Constitution. Your right to freedom of speech and religion and so forth come from God. You retain those rights. Just one comment on that, and I'll come back to the First Amendment. Well, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, or right to be free from reasonable search and seizures, or whether it's freedom of religion, if the Constitution is suspended or if there's an emergency declared and your rights are suspended, what happens to those rights? They don't disappear. What that really says is the government is no longer keeping its part of the contract to protect your rights. So the rights revert back to the people. So whenever they declare an emergency and say you don't have the rights, they want to collect your guns, they are committing an illegal act. So they're crooks at that point in time. You have the right to defend yourself. Now, that's not a popular thing, but that's what the Constitution was all about. So you go back to the First Amendment, Article 1, it says, Congress shall make no law. Now, no means zero, doesn't it, Carl? You there, Carl?
That's what it means.
I think it's zero.
I'm here.
It says respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or press and so forth. So it says they will not establish a religion. What all that ever meant was there would not be an official government religion where everybody had to belong to that one religion. Now, the religions they were talking about were always Christian. They had no other religion in mind. There was no room for Islam or Buddha or Shinto or Hindus or any of the rest of it. It was always intended to be a Christian faith, but they didn't want a Church of England again. That's what it was about. So that's what that meant, that they wouldn't establish it. But the second part says they'll pass no law prohibiting the free exercise. Well, all these laws that pretend to separate church and state actually prohibit the free exercise of religion, don't they? Christian groups on a campus supported by federal funds because that would be establishing religion. That's nonsense. That's free exercise of religion. And I have to ask you, why is it that Islamic groups, just as one group, for example, can have, in fact, are almost required to have groups on campus, but Christian groups can't find a place to meet? Something's wrong with this picture, huh?
Well, it certainly is, and I think it's time that Christians started standing up and saying, hey, you know, this is a godly nation. This is a nation based on Christian principles. This is a nation that's worth fighting for. If it's not worth fighting for, I'll get my tongue tied around here. I'm a circle in the field. I'm going to land in a minute. But if you're not willing to step out here and fight for this, for the rights that we have and the rights that were given to us in the Bill of Rights and in the Constitution, and quit letting these namby-pambies rip apart the very fabric of this nation and the godly principles it was founded on. If you're going to come to this nation, you're going to immigrate to this nation, then you need to accept the God of this nation, and it's just not being done. So I get pretty fired up over those kind of things.
Well, you're right, Carl, especially. If you do not exercise your rights and stand on them, someone will take them away from you. Just to give you an example on gun control, and I'll just give you the highlights and I can hit the details if you like. In the 20th century, that is the 1900s, as a direct result of gun control laws in various nations, 56 million people were slaughtered. 56 million. That's not wars. Those are nations killing their own people because of gun control. A lot of them we heard about. We know about Stalin. You know, he killed 20 million dissidents. He adopted gun control in 1929. From 29 to 53, 20 million died. You made this one, 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians were rounded up and exterminated. In Cambodia, they established gun control in 1956. From 75 to 77, just 2 years, 1 million educated people unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Here's my favorite one. In Uganda, established gun control in 1970. From 1971, they don't waste much time, to 79, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. So you're right, Carl. If you don't stand up for your rights, you won't keep them long.
Well, it's amazing. Tell me about how the militia that was talked about, that we have the right to have a militia, how did that become the National Guard?
It never did. I mean, the National Guard is not the militia. the militia, and I'm just going to hit the highlights of it, and again, I don't claim to be a constitutional expert, although I probably know more about it than most lawyers in the country and most judges, simply because I wanted to know about it. And I have litigated some, especially First Amendment rights, all the way to the Supreme Court, so I've been down that path a little bit. But you really have to go back to the beginning, just like with the Bible. You can't take the pastor's word for it. The Bible says, trust no man. Again, that's zero. That includes your friendly pastor. You need to go back, and I speak as a pastor, as you know, so I'm not picking on pastors. You need to go back to the Bible and read it for yourself and see what Jesus actually said. It's the same thing with the Constitution. You need to go back to what the founding fathers were dealing with. Read the Federalist Papers. Read some of the other the letters back and forth and understand what they had in mind. Understand the history of England at that time. Understand the British common law rights. And you come to the fact that the militia was essentially every able-bodied person roughly from age 16 to about 65 or so. And so when they were talking about the militia, what they wanted to do was if there was an emergency, there was an invasion, say, by Indians, or actually it would be Native Americans, not Indians, but there was an invasion or insurrection or something else, there was no standing army. The founding fathers knew the danger of a standing army, that it would be used by the government to suppress people. So they provide nothing for standing armies to speak of. The main functioning body was to be the militia. The militia was every able-bodied young man. And you were expected to report, much like in Switzerland, with your own weapon suitable for military use, and it had to be, you know, kept up, maintained, and you had to have your own arms and ammunition. And that was the militia, which could be mobilized, and it's a state militia, not a federal militia. It's a state-by-state issue. So that militia, as far as I know, doesn't exist in any of the states today. But that's what that's the homeland security the Constitution provides for. And we're not doing it. And
you mean we...
Go ahead.
You mean we don't have a czar over homeland security? I got a real kick out of them calling him a czar of homeland security right out of Russia, it seems like. But
it was.
Ken, I'm gonna read something. Yeah, he was. I'm going to read something. We hear Christians and even pastors say things such as God has not called us to get involved in politics, or this president is God's man, and while we should pray for him, we should never oppose him, or this is all a part of prophecy, and there's nothing we can do about it. And, you know, there's a Greek word for all of that right there, and it's called hogwash. What's your comment on that?
Yeah, I think that's the technical term for it, all right. And I don't belong to any causes. I'm not a part of any patriot movement or anything else. I'm not dishing those. I'm simply stating that so nobody thinks I'm pushing a cause. And I have to say that getting involved in causes can get you in a lot of trouble if you don't know what you're doing. You need to be led by the Lord. Every individual needs to seek God and find out what God would have him to do. But as far as whether we should be involved or uninvolved, you just go back to the Bible. You know, who did God call when the leaders were wicked? Prophets. What did the prophets do? Stand back and pray for the people and say, well, let's just remember this is God's man. He appointed this king. You know, we shouldn't say anything. They got right in the king's face and said, you're the man. You're the man. You're the one who God has condemned. You think he's changed his mind about that? I don't think my Bible says God hasn't changed.
Ken, you know, it's amazing, and I know we're running low on time here, but there is an executive order that was signed on, I think it was July the 17th, by President Bush, and it's, just let me read a little bit of it. It says, I have issued an executive order blocking property of persons determined to have committed or to pose a significant risk of committing. Now, that's a real tricky one right there. An act or acts of violence that have the purpose or effect of threatening the peace or stability of Iraq or the government of Iraq or undermining the efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform in Iraq or to provide humanitarian assistance to the Iraqi people. Now, here is, with a stroke of a pen, he just wiped out part of the Constitution.
No, he didn't.
He just wiped out a,
No, he didn't. He just thinks he did. He has no power to do that.
What?
The Constitution grants no such power to the president. None. You know, so these things, have, again, it comes back to the issue of precedence. Yes, they passed, they've written those orders before, and actually beginning with, you know, even if you go back and read about FDR, FDR understood that the attack on Pearl Harbor, everybody understood, that was an act of war. And they could defend themselves about it, but they could not mobilize the armed forces, they could not draft people, they could not go to war unless there was a declaration of war by Congress. Even FDR understood that. He knew he didn't have those powers.
No.
Well, since that time, people have been adopting, we have signing statements and all that. Those things are, that. What was that technical term, Carl? Hogwash? There is no such power.
Hogwash, that's great.
You know, so...
It's great.
unfortunately, the people are asleep out there. They don't really, because, again, most people, this generation of people, have come in at the last act of the play. And they've seen all these executive orders. They don't know that they have no basis in fact. That there is no authority for them, because the authority does not rest in the government, it rests in the people.
Well, Ken, here comes the music, and we'll be right back after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guest, Brother Ken.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And Ken, I'd like you to stay on the line. We've got a caller from Tennessee. His name's John. And John, we got cut short of a lot of time today, but what do you got on your mind today, brother?
Okay. First of all, Carl and Ken, good morning. Now, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I absolutely agree with you. Funny thing about saying you believe something and actually believing it. When you believe something, you act upon it.
Amen.
We've got a churches all over this nation, all over the world, that say they believe God's word, but they've never exercised their faith, never acted upon it. You know, when we see what's going on, we've got to step out. You know, God asked us, who will stand with me?
Amen.
You know, there were a lot of battles in the Old Testament. I remember something about an ox goad. You know, someone killing a bunch of people with the jawbone of an ass. I mean, there's times, and I'm not calling for revolution, but there are times when we've got to believe what we say and act upon it. You know, it's easier and it's more convenient to let somebody else do it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, John, you know, this whole theory here, if George Bush's push to merge America into the North American Union is the fulfillment of prophecy, and this is what a lot of people are saying, and should not be resisted, then why should we resist Al-Qaeda?
Well, why should we resist evil? Any kind of evil, if it's God's will, why should we resist?
You know, we can just say it's a fulfillment of prophecy, and you know, it's amazing. The policies of NAFTA, the Patriot Act, the efforts to merge the United States into a new world order. We are a separated people. When are we going to get this into our head that we are not a run-of-the-mill people? We are a separated people. We're a people after God's own calling, and we need to stand on what God is doing.
Well, John, I
hate to cut you short, but come on next week. We'll have a full program next week. And
all right, God
Ken,
bless you
have
both.
A thought. And, God bless you. Ken, you had a thought, and just go ahead with that.
Well, what John said is, you know, why should we resist anything? And you have to go back to basics again. God gave us the right of self-defense, individually and collectively. So if that's true that we shouldn't resist these things that are God's will, well, what if someone breaks into the house and wants to rape and murder your daughters and your wife? Should you not resist them either?
Well, you know, that's something that is certainly being bandied around out here. It better not be my house they break into.
Mine either.
Yeah.
Mine either.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. I look
Carl,
at all
me.
This stuff.
Carl, I'd like to add one thing. Again, I haven't studied the Constitution a great deal in a long time, but there's a guy named Edwin Vieira, V-I-E-R-R-A. And I'm sure he's got websites and stuff. You just Google his name, and he is a constitutional lawyer, one of the very finest in the country. And he's probably got a lot of stuff people ought to be reading.
Okay. Give that name again.
His first name is Edwin, V-I-N. Last name is Vieira, V-I-E-R-R-A. He's a Harvard, I believe, trained lawyer, and he's also a doctorate in some other degrees. I don't know what they are. But he's actually litigated some really great constitutional issues. He knows a lot about the militia. It needs to be reestablished. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing when I look at it. Well, here's our music again, and we seem to have a lot of interference there and some noise, but
it's true. Gold and silver have been a source of